from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm going to get through as many wide receiver tiers as I can. I have 10 of them. When I say wide receiver is deep, it's okay to wait. I mean exactly that. When we get into tight ends, if I have time, we'll do the tight end tiers if the wide receivers take too much time. Because this segment does have to be a little bit shorter. I've been yammering a little bit too much the last two segments, and we're kind of going to have to go so the college guys can do their thing. All right, tier one, take any of these guys early in the first round, all right? And these are the guys that if you don't take a Bijan or a Breece Hall after pick number one, because that should be CMC at number one, regardless of the league, you can take any of these guys early in the first round, as early as pick two. Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. I wouldn't really worry about Justin Jefferson not having a quarterback. We don't know how he was going to play anyway. Last season, when the same thing happened, when Kirk Cousins got hurt with his Achilles, Justin Jefferson did fine. Now, as far as these four guys go, and CeeDee Lamb's paid, as far as these four guys go, when Joe Burrow got hurt last season, Ja'Marr Chase kind of tanked. So if something happens to Joe Burrow this year, you may want to, you know, look at trading Ja'Marr Chase unless you're in a dynasty or stuff like that. So, all right, tier two, take these guys late first round, early second: Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua. These are some guys I'm going to target because I am going to be that guy that takes running back if I have picks one through three, taking a running back. If it's not CMC, it's Bijan. If it's not Bijan, it's Breece Hall. I may even consider Barkley, but I'd probably take one of those guys from the previous tier one wide receivers if I have the number four pick. All right, if I get early first round, now it's second round, and I'm wanting to pick a running back there. That's when I'm going to a wide receiver. I went running back already. Now I want to pick a wide receiver. I'm going with those guys. All right, late second round, early third. These guys are ranging in ADP from 2 to 4. So you may get some of these guys as late as the fourth round. You may have to draft some of these guys in the second round. These are all great wide receiver ones for you, though. Devontae Williams, Chris Olave, Mike Evans, Michael Pittman, Marvin Harrison Jr., the rookie who should get great run over in Arizona, DJ Moore, Deebo Samuel. That's tier 3. That's after you've already gone through the first round. Or maybe you had the first pick. You might get these guys in a late second round or the early third. All right, so tier four. Did you draft RB? These guys are still stud wide receiver ones. All right, so don't worry about it. If you want to draft running back, and you could do that by drafting, say, you know, Bijan Robinson with an early first round, then, you know, late in the second, maybe you can get Jahmyr Gibbs or somebody like that. If you go running back, which is not a strategy that I'm going to tell you not to do. I actually do this sometimes myself. I would rather have elite running backs and great wide receivers than elite wide receivers and good or great running backs. All right. Once you get past this first few tiers of running backs, we went over this in the last segment, you know, you start to get into timeshare guys. There's only a select amount of guys that get most of the work as a running back on any football team. So those are the guys that I want as running backs. That's why I'm taking these wide receivers so late. All right. Drake London, Nico Collins, DK Metcalf, Jalen Waddle, Stephon Diggs. These guys are going in rounds 3 through 5. All right, more guys that can be wide receiver one on your team or a great wide receiver two. So if you took a wide receiver in the first round or the second round, you can come back and get one of these guys. These guys are going in rounds 4 through 7, and they can still be a wide receiver one for you, though. So don't freak out. If you want to go running back, quarterback, tight end, you can get some of these guys in the fifth round or later, and they can still anchor your team from the wide receiver position. Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, Keenan Allen, Malik Nabers, rookie, Calvin Ridley. Tennessee Titans going to have a great season this year. DeAndre Hopkins is technically the number one over there, but Calvin Ridley is great. DeAndre Hopkins has already been hurt once. Nuke's entering the twilight of his career. You can fully expect Calvin Ridley to have the better wide receiver season over in Tennessee than Nuke Hopkins. Tier 6. This one's called, we're in the 6th round, and these guys are still great wide receiver too. You can get these guys in rounds 6 through 10. All right, so you can wait that long before you're looking at a second wide receiver. George Pickens, Terry McLaurin, Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin, Zay Flowers, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who may end up as the best wide receiver on the Seattle Seahawks this year, and Khalil Shakir of the Buffalo Bills. Look, I know Keon Coleman is going to be great, we think, but he's a rookie. Guy out of Florida State, Buffalo Bills from Opelousas, Louisiana, has a great accent, but it's fully expected after training camp has happened and we've looked at these guys that Khalil Shakir is probably going to be the leading pass catcher. Actually, take that back. The leading wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills this season, as Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, should be the leading pass catcher. All right. So, all right, here we are. We are in round tier 7. These guys are going in rounds 7 through 12. All right, I call this one some discipline issues, some ones on bad offenses, and some threes on good offenses. So starters on bad offenses, guys further down the depth chart, but they're on good offenses, so they're still going to be crazy productive. And there's a couple guys with some discipline issues that you may later on in the season see suspensions for, but it probably won't be till next season that you have to worry about that. Tank Dell, Christian Kirk, Deontay Johnson, Rashee Rice, Christian Watson, Cortland Sutton, Jordan Addison. Tier 8, rookies with wide receiver 1 upside. So when I say wide receiver 1 upside, these guys could finish the season as a wide receiver 1. That would mean they would have to finish in the first, like, say, 12 spots as a wide receiver. It would depend on, you know, how many leagues, how many teams are in your league as far as you could actually call them a 1 or a 2 or a 3, et cetera, et cetera. All these rookies should be owned. They could all finish as the best wide receiver on their team, is what I'm saying. Ladd McConkey, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas, Keon Coleman, Xavier Worthy, Jalen Polk, Adonai or A.D. Mitchell with the Indianapolis Colts. Round out the rookies that should all be owned, and they could all – I would steal at least one of these guys. I would rather these guys – right here, all these rookies, I would take all these rookies over the guys in the next tier. That's why I have them tiered like this, because the guys in the next tier are getting a little older. You know, some of them are just kind of feeling themselves out, and they're on different teams. Some of them are wide receiver twos on teams. I would take all those rookies ahead of our tier 9 guys, and this tier is called depth. These are rounds 11 through 17 guys. They would make fine wide receiver twos, but fantastic wide receiver threes on your fantasy football team or flex plays. Jameson Williams, Jacoby Myers, Jaden Reed, Darnell Mooney, Tyler Lockett, DeAndre Hopkins, Marquise Brown. All right, the tier 10, these are all guys that probably won't get drafted if you're in a 10-team league or maybe even a 12. You can pick them up off the waiver wire if you want, and they'll be safe plays in the flex for you if you need them to. Or if you just went absolutely crazy and forgot to draft wide receivers, you can still scoop these guys off the waiver wire after your draft. Adam Thielen, Mike Williams, Xavier Leggett, Rashid Shaheed, Curtis Samuel, Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Cooks, Romeo Doubs. Like I said, none of those guys are probably going to get drafted in most leagues. Now, all leagues are different. All right, we're going to run through some tight end tiers real fast. Sorry, I've been talking fast. If you've been following along, that's great. I appreciate it. You can always hit me, like I said, at Jedi Sports Radio on Twitter or IG.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.